getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we are again, time for another round of great old-time music here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yeah, doing it again every week. We get together, spin these polka records, maybe do a little dancing, huh? Oh, yeah, got an hour of great polka music for you. Yeah, there'll be a waltz in there, too, because we always try to do at least a waltz. And beyond that, I make no promises. So let's get it rolling this week with the musical airs and the tic-tac polka, which is what it says. Because everybody knows the tic-tac polka, but this is the tic-tac polka. See, and just like that, the first song of the show is over already. How time is flying already. The musical airs there, the tic-tac polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We call it that because it's old-time records and they're all oldies. Because every show we play on the show, every song we play, is that what I said? I don't know. Is a record. We play records here on the Oompa Hour. And nothing else on this show. So every now and then you get the joy of some scratches and skips and stuff. Makes it authentic, you know. All right, the polka sharps over here on turntable number one. See, why do I do that? I start the show every week with a record on turntable number two, which for those of you trying to visualize is the machine to my right instead of the machine to my left. Why do I do that? Probably because I'm right-handed. I don't know. Anyway, the polka sharps, here they are. This is My Polish Girlfriend.
I've got a Polish girlfriend. She looks a lot like you. She's kind of nice, pretty dark eyes. I love her and she loves me too. I want to call her sweetheart. She wants to take my name. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. Girlfriend, she looks a lot like you. She's kind of nice, pretty dark eyes. I love her and she loves me too. I want to call her sweetheart. She wants to take my name. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same.
There you go, the polka sharps there, and I've got a Polish girlfriend here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, back at it for another week here, coming to you live from the Iron Range of northern Minnesota, if you know where that is, up by Hibbing and Grand Rapids and Virginia and Ely and all that. Anyway, yeah, that's where we're at up here in the North Country. So there you go, that's the polka sharps there, my Polish girlfriend. Now we have the Mike Stevens Orchestra. And I can't watch this record while it's playing because, well, I get dizzy and throw up. It's the record's fine, plays just fine. The record's lovely, but the label is glued on way off center. Like the label almost hits the last grooves of the song. Not quite, so we can play it okay. But so while it's going around, it's off center. And if you look at it, it kind of makes you nauseous, you know? So don't look at the record while I'm playing it here. You should probably just be out dancing. Here's the Mike Stevens Orchestra. This is the Something New Polka.
Off your seat and start to move your feet. Just hop and do something like this. Our goal.
the Mike Stevens Orchestra there, and Something New Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and I played the whole song without even looking at the record going around, because it's so off-center, holy cow, produced by Ray Budgelik, by the way, so way to go, Ray. Probably that being the Something New Polka, it was probably a brand-new group with the first record they ever did, huh? I'm trying to find some information on the 45 here, but there's not a lot on there, and a lot of the prints too darn small to read anyway. All right, let's go for a classic. Let's go back into the classic days of great polka music with Whoopi John and the band, of course, hailing from New Ulm, Minnesota, down there in the southeastern corner of the state. And speaking of the state, it's the Minnesota Polka. There you go, Whoopi John of the band there, and the Minnesota Polka, not to be confused with the What Do They Do in Minnesota Polka, which is a completely different song, which we normally hear by the Six Fat Dutchman, also hailing from down around New Ulm. Maybe I'll have to look and see if I can find that one before the end of the show. We'll play both the Minnesota Polkas in the show this week. Huh? Why not? In the meantime, all the way before we head over to Pennsylvania, let's take a moment and talk about a World of Accordions museum in Superior, Wisconsin, shouldn't we? I think we should. Invite you to stop by, pay him a visit. Maybe vacation season's kind of over for you now, huh? Kids are back at school. Winter's on the way. But you can still visit World of Accordions Museum online, see some pictures, shop the gift shop, look at the concert hall, check the calendar of events, read the history, and say to yourself, man, I wish I'd been there already. But you can still plan to get there. And, hey, it's beautiful to be up here in the fall. Not so beautiful in January, though, when it's 30 below and there's 8 feet of snow. But, hey, if you're tough, it could be great fun. But check them out online, won't you? worldofaccordions.org. You'll find all the information you want to know about them there, including, like, if you wanted to bring a whole tour bus full of people, they will accommodate you. So check them out, worldofaccordions.org. All right, Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners. with a record that is just incredibly worn out. This record's been played so many times. You know how a record is usually black, kind of shiny and black? Yeah, this one's gray and crumbly. And I tell you what, when these guys play, man, the music hits you like a ton of bricks. Here's Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners and the ever-popular Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka. Love a record by Stanky and the Pennsylvania Coal Miners, even if it's a well-worn, beat-up old 45, don't you? Anyway, there they are here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Something has gone wrong here. I have a German record sleeve here with a Polish record in it. Time out here while I sort this out. I have not messed this up in a long time. You know, I try to keep the records organized here on the Zumpa Hour. The Polish records go in the gold sleeves. The German records go in the green sleeves. It only makes sense. And here I had them all loused up. I got it squared away now. Whoopi John was in a Polish sleeve. That's just not right. All right. Here we go. Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra, which reminds me, I got one of these computers, you know, and the word processor thing in it has, what do they call that? Autocorrect. When you type something wrong, it will fix it. And if it doesn't have any idea what you're typing, it puts a red line under it, so it draws your attention, and you're like, what the heck is that? See, like when I type Whoopi John Wilfart, W-I-L-F-H-A-R-T, I get a red line under it because the computer doesn't know what else that could possibly be. But now I got Jimmy Sturr coming up, and when I type in Jimmy Sturr, S-T-U-R-R, it says, oh, he must be typing stuff, because the R is right next to the F on the keyboard, and stuff is actually a word where stir isn't. So while I'm not looking at the screen and I'm just typing away, the computer is making me sound stupid by telling me I'm playing a Jimmy Stuff record. Because I keep a list of every song we play every week on the show. I really do. So like if you said, you know, 4 years ago in June, did you play this song? Or when's the last time you played a song? I can actually punch it into the computer and it'll tell me, oddly enough. Which I've had to do like twice since we started the show. So it's not, I don't know. I do. It's just one of those things. Jimmy Stuff and his orchestra. Now it's Jimmy Sturr, Grammy Award winning. And this is the Oh My Honey Polka.
Are you sure that you're in love? Can it be the moon above?
Oh, my honey, 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 tell me, love me. Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, if you love me. Oh, my honey, 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 do love me. Oh, my honey, tell me, dear. Oh,
that love is grand, but I just don't understand.
All right, Jimmy Sturr, the orchestra there, Humpty Dumpty Polka. No, that was not. That's what we're going to play. What we just played was the Oh My Honey Polka. I'm going to play the Humpty Dumpty Polka. I was just planning ahead. I did not error. I was just working ahead. Anyway, you're in the middle of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show every week. We get together and do this. I speak incoherently and play polka records. It happens every week. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour if you feel so inclined. And no, I do not mean you're standing tipping over. You can call or text to area code 218-259-2985. Yes, you can. You can also email oompahour@aol.com. And if none of that works for you, we do that Facebooking thing too. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Is where you find us. So if you have the need for a request or a question about a record, or you just want to say boo, we'll take it here on the Oompa Hour. Now, I already told you I was going to play the Humpty Dumpty Polka, so I better. Here's the Maddie's Brothers.
Humpty Dumpty, Humpty Dumpty, Humpty Dumpty Polka. Humpty Dumpty climbed the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a fall. Had a ball. Humpty Dumpty drank it all. Hey, hey, Humpty Dumpty, Humpty Dumpty polka. Hey, hey, Humpty Dumpty, Humpty Dumpty polka. Up to 10, they put Humpty back again.
Hey, hey, Humpty Dumpty, Humpty Dumpty polka. Hey, hey, Humpty Dumpty, Humpty Dumpty polka.
When they shouted, how you all, Humpty took another fall.
Man, I tell you, that doesn't happen often. Play a polka record that fades out at the end. There's the Maddie's Brothers, Humpty Dumpty Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Man, we're flying through the records this week, I'm telling you now. That's a good thing, though. I like to fit a lot of songs into the show. Not always can we do that, especially if you got longer songs. Anyway, coming to us from the great state of Texas, I have the Little Fisherman Orchestra, which is spelled LITT apostrophe L. That seems weird. But anyway, that's what it says on the record. And this one is an unfortunate record. It's a fine record, but the record people put the wrong label on the wrong side. So I think I'm going to play the Polish Wedding Waltz, when in reality I'm going to play 10 Pretty Girls Polka, which is what's on the other side. And I've screwed it up for years. I'd play this song and I'd say, here's the Polish Wedding Waltz. Or I'd say, here's 10 Pretty Girls, and then I'd play the wrong song because I had the wrong label on. And finally, I've discovered that I make this error every time I play this record, and I got out a pen, and I crossed out the names on the labels on the record, and I wrote the right title on the... Well, I wrote the right title on one side, and on the other one, I wrote, this is on the other side. So at least I play the right side when I introduce the record, and it makes me sound less stupid. Here's the Little Fisherman Orchestra and 10 Pretty Girls.
were 10 pretty girls at the village school. Picture 10 village belles at a village school. Cute and sweet, short and tall, and one boy loved them all. But you can't marry 10 pretty girls. There were 10 pretty girls, and I'll tell you this, that the boy's biggest thrill was to steal a kiss. But it doesn't mean a thing playing kiss in the ring, 'cause you can't marry 10 pretty girls. Now 5 were blondes and 4 brunettes, and 1 was a sunny little redhead. The girls grew up, the boy left school, and at 21 he wedded the saucy little redhead. Oh, that one pretty girl at the village school. Here's what she taught the boy at the village school. Kissing girls may be fun, but your heart picks on one, so you can't marry 10 pretty girls.
Little Fisherman Orchestra and 10 Pretty Girls. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, that record did have a few little scratches in it, but I love the sound of these records. They're from the Guide Record Company in Houston, Texas, it says here. But the records are just so clear, and the recordings are always so well done. I like playing them. Anyway, there they are. The Little, L-I-T-T, apostrophe L, Fisherman Orchestra. They're on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week. Great old-time music. Got the Lovesick Polka next. Happy Richie and his royal airs. Happy Richie and his royal heirs there. That is the Lovesick Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Does a royal heir sound like a car? You know, like the new Royal Heir by Buick. It sounds like something I would buy. I don't know. Seems reasonable to me. Now we got one of these great old Dana records. Dana Record Company put out a lot of polka records back in the 40s on 78s, of course. And then they reissued all of them on 45s when the 45s came out late in the 40s. So I've got a bunch of those, and this is one of those. It says it's copyright 1946, which obviously is what it said on the 78, because 45s weren't invented yet. But this is 45, and if you're going to dance with this one, I hope you've taken your Geritol for the day, because this is a snappy little number. This is a Hootenanny Polka. Watch out for the horses here. It should be like a gunshot warning on that record or something. Huh? There you go. The Hootenanny Polka. Vincent Justinsky and his orchestra. I don't think I said the name of the band when we introduced that. I was just so amazed about the tempo. Obviously, the William Tell Overture there. 1812 Overture? Is that the same? No, that's different. Anyway, classical music and polkas confuse me when you put them on the same record, you know? Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys and Who'd You Like to Love Ya?
Who'd you like to love ya? Who'd you like to love ya? Who'd you like to hold ya tight? Who'd you like to kiss ya? Who'd you like to kiss ya? When it's time to say goodnight, who'd you like to want ya? Who'd you like to want ya? Close your eyes and try to see. Who'd you like to love ya? Honey, can't you see? I hope you're gonna say it's me. Hey! Yee-hoo-hoo! Who'd you like to miss ya? Who'd you like to miss ya? If you sail far, far away, who'd you like to meet ya? Who'd you like to meet ya? More than anyone can say, who'd you like beside ya? Who'd you like beside ya? On the day you say I do, tell me that you love me, if you really do. 'Cause honey, I'm in love with you. Yee-hoo-hoo! Hup, hup! Yee-hoo-hoo!
want to make him seem old, but that was a really old Lil Wally 45, because, man, he sounded like he was like 17 on that record, didn't he? Anyway, there you go. Who'd You Like to Love You here at Tim Zupa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Polka Records every week. Glad you're with us. This one, I wasn't sure I was going to try to pass this off as a polka. Then I listened to it while you were listening to Lil Wally, and I thought, yep, definitely you can polka to this one. I have the Shimoleski Showtime Band here, just another one of the many incarnations of the Shimoleski family musical empire, I guess. And so I'm reading the notes on the record here. I have the Auctioneer Song, which was a big hit for Leroy Van Dyke in the country and pop charts in 1959. And I thought, well, it's not really a polka, but I listened to it, and it's a polka. It's definitely in polka time. And Patty sings it, which is even weirder because you're normally used to hearing a guy singing the Auctioneer Song, but Patty Shimoleski sings it. So I'm reading the list of the people playing on the record, like Florian, of course, plays accordion, and Lauren Lindvig's on accordion too. Florin Judy Jr. is even playing on some stuff. Jeff Shimoleski, of course, playing the fiddle and the banjo and whatnot. And on down the line, Mark Shimoleski is playing on here. And there's Patty, says she's singing on here. And then Amanda and Tiffany Shimoleski are singing on a couple of songs that are more appropriate for little kids to sing. And then at the end of the list, it says Jody Shimoleski. And when it says what she did on the record, it says she looked cute and smiled a lot. So it's very hard to hear that part on the radio, but you'll have to imagine that she's smiling while listening to Patty sing the Auctioneer Song. Here's the Shimoleski Showtime Band.
As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling beats both night and day. His palm would bound him behind the barn, just whipping up and up the storm, trying to imitate the auctioneer. His parted son, we just can't stand to have him leave. Auction school, and then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. 25 bit and I would rather gotta give me the rat, make a dirty bit and I'll rather who give me the rat, we give me the rat a bit. Woo! 25 bit and I would rather gotta give me for rat, make a dirty bit and I'll rather who give me for rat, we give me for rat a bit. Well, from that boy who went to school.
I should have warned you about that ending in case you were dancing there, huh? The Shimoleski Showtime Band. Patty singing that one. I wonder if she could still do it that fast, because, you know, they're out there playing and singing and doing their thing, man. And if you run into the Shimoleskis playing anywhere, tell them, Patty, I want you to sing it as fast as you did. I don't know how old this record is. It's got to be 30 years anyway. But anyway, there you go. Let's get back to some music here as I continue just babbling on. And I pulled this record out and I thought, oh, Neil Hefti and his orchestra. What do you think of when you hear the name Neil Hefti? You immediately think, of course, of the Batman theme song, don't you? Because on the album, it's Neil Hefti's orchestra that does the show, the song from the Batman TV show, which makes me think of my grandson. Oh, man, I just dropped a bunch of records on the floor. Hang on, look at that. And now one of them rolled away. Jeez, I tell you. All right, so my grandson, he's 3 and a couple of months now, and we play Hot Wheel cars all the time. He's like the Hot Wheel car master. Man, I didn't get Hot Wheels till I was like 8. Of course, they weren't invented till then. I am a huge Batman TV show fan from the 1966 show, and I have Hot Wheels Batman cars that I put away to save. I mean, they're remakes. They're not like from 66. But and I gave him one, and I said, now this is the Batmobile, and it is the best Hot Wheels car you have, and he's got like 200 of these things. And I was like, this is the best one. And he's got a couple of larger plastic Batmobiles, and he calls them the Bat cars. Bat car, Bat car. Instead of Batmobile, but he calls them Batcar. And so I told him he really needs to, he's got to sit down with Grandpa and watch one of the old Batman TV shows. I have the whole series on DVDs. And we need to, because then he'll see the Batmobile, you know, in the show, plus the theme song. And my son's first word was Batman, that he learned from listening to the theme song of the TV show every night when I watched it. And which did not make my wife very happy when his first word was Batman. But anyway, so I pulled out this record. I'm like, oh, Neil Hefti and his orchestra, which reminded me I got to get the DVD out and get it in the player. So next time Jake comes over, I'm ready to watch Batman with him, because 3-year-olds do not have the patience for Grandpa to find the DVD, get it into the DVD player, figure out how to make the thing in the DVD come out on the TV set and turn on all the right gizmos. By then, he's lost interest and he's in the kitchen eating Paw Patrol graham crackers, you know? So this record reminds me I need to get the Batman DVD ready, because we want to, yeah, I'll report back. Anyway, Neil Hefti and the orchestra not doing the Batman theme. Instead, they're doing the Baby Doll Polka. Neil Hefti and the orchestra. How's that possibly the same orchestra that did the Batman theme, huh? The Baby Doll Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, I did manage to find the Six Fat Dutchmen doing That's What They Do in Minnesota Polka, because we already played the Minnesota Polka by Whoopi John. which is a completely different song. And I'm going to play that in a minute here. I got to get the record ready and stuff. I just found it while the Baby Doll Polka was wrapping up, so I'll get that one going. We do have to get in a waltz in the show, and look at this. We're just about out of time already, and I haven't got a waltz in here. So let's, man, I got records all over the place. Let's do that. Let's get our waltz going here. So dancers who are waiting for a slow number, here's your chance. Don Peachy and the orchestra, and thanks for a wonderful evening. Don Peachy's orchestra there. I think that's Janie singing. And thanks for a wonderful evening here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Man, I hope we don't run out of time before I fit in the rest of the last two songs I want to fit in. And before we can do that, though, of course, we have to do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, now we're going to squeak in two more records here. I think we can do it. We played earlier, we played Whoopi John doing the Minnesota Polka, which is, you know, we're in Minnesota doing a show with polkas in it, for Pete's sake. And I wanted to make it clear that the earlier song we played, it was the Minnesota Polka, is not the Six Fat Dutchman song called That's What They Do in Minnesota. And the rare occasion has presented itself that I can play both those songs in this one show. So here's the Six Fat Dutchman, and That's What They Do in Minnesota. Six Fat Dutchman there. What do they do in Minnesota? Well, I can tell you the song's not entirely accurate, but anyway. I'm going to squeeze in one more here on the trusty old Oompa Hour. This is one of those I hate when they do this because I don't know how long the song is. Usually they try to write it on the record, but they didn't in this case. Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones. You got to love these guys. This is the She Tells Me Lies Polka.
That she's never ever home. She tells me lies and swears she really loves me, but she should know that lies you shouldn't tell. Now she'll probably never get to heaven, but heaven knows she's too good to go to hell. She said, I'll miss you, do you have to go? But when I called to see how she was doing, her dad says she was out with my friend Joe. She tells me lies and swears she really loves me, but she should know that lies you shouldn't tell. Now she'll probably never get to heaven, but heaven knows she's too good to go to hell. We'll be right back.
All right, Eddie Blazoncik and the Versatones are wrapping things up for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. I feel like I fit in a lot of good songs this week. Huh? Do you feel like that? Are you feeling, hey, that's a pretty good show. Are you pooped out from dancing? You're all sweaty and stuff? I don't know, but anyway, that's what we do in Minnesota. We sit around and play polka records.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kept Records. That's what it is. We'll be back doing it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.